The story that personally surprises me with how well it's doing on Hacker News today is an autoregressive language model running on a 6502 processor. Scored 114 points, only 10 comments, which means people are upvoting and then sitting quietly in admiration rather than arguing. For listeners who don't know the 6502, it's the processor that powered the Apple II, the Commodore 64, and the original Nintendo Entertainment System. It's an 8-bit chip from 1975. Running any kind of modern machine learning inference on it is either a beautiful demonstration of computational efficiency or the most elaborate way possible to prove a point.
The project is using BitNet, which is a quantization approach that reduces model weights to 1-bit representations. Essentially, each weight is either positive 1, negative 1, or 0. That's what makes running it on 50-year-old hardware even theoretically tractable. The model is tiny by any modern standard, and it's running slowly, but it's running. And there's something genuinely interesting about what this demonstrates, that the fundamental mathematical operations of language model inference are simple enough that they can execute on hardware that predates the internet.
What it doesn't demonstrate is that it's useful for anything practical. But useful for anything practical is not the point of this kind of project. The point is understanding. When you implement something on the most constrained hardware possible, you develop an intuition for what the computation actually costs, what the fundamental operations are, and where complexity lives.
Which connects to the Rust Project goals discussion, immobile types and guaranteed destructors. This scored 95 points with 23 comments, and it's a discussion of a formal project goal to add move traits to Rust. Currently, all types in Rust can be moved. You can transfer ownership by copying the bits to a new memory location. The proposal would allow types to declare themselves as immobile, meaning their memory address is part of their semantic identity. This matters for things like self-referential data structures and certain OS-level primitives where the physical address of an object matters.
The guaranteed destructors part is equally significant. One of Rust's core safety guarantees is that resources are cleaned up when ownership ends. But there are edge cases in asynchronous code and cancellation where this guarantee can be violated in practice. The project goal is to tighten that guarantee so that certain types can be marked as requiring their destructors to always run. For anyone building system software where resource cleanup is life or death, file handles, network connections, cryptographic state, this is a meaningful safety improvement.
The local AI blog post, Why We Write Our Own C and C++ Inference Engines, scored 67 points with 30 comments and provides a detailed practitioner argument for why the convenience of higher-level inference frameworks has real costs. Their argument is essentially that off-the-shelf frameworks like Llama.cpp, while excellent, make architectural choices that are difficult to override without forking. When you need specific optimizations for specific hardware, or when you need predictable latency characteristics, or when you're deploying in an environment with unusual constraints, having written the inference engine yourself means you understand every knob and can turn it.
That's a significant investment. Writing your own inference engine is not a weekend project, but for a company whose entire value proposition is running AI inference efficiently on local hardware, it's defensible. The knowledge and control you gain are core to your competitive position.
The CP or M386 project, CP or M for 386 protected mode, derived from CP or M68K, scored 70 points with 31 comments, and like the 6502 language model, it represents a specific kind of engineering archaeology that HN loves. CP or M was the dominant personal computer operating system before MS-DOS, and porting it to 386 protected mode is partly historical reconstruction and partly genuine technical exercise. Protected mode on the 386 introduced memory protection features that are fundamental to modern operating systems, and seeing how a simpler OS interacts with those features illuminates why modern OS design made the choices it did.
The regular expressions essay is from 2012 and scored only 16 points, but the fact that it's surfacing at all suggests someone found it freshly relevant. The article explores regular expressions from a formal language theory perspective, what the mathematical limits of regex actually are, why certain patterns are outside the regular language class, and what that means practically, given how much AI-generated code includes regex patterns that developers may not fully understand, there's a timely argument for brushing up on the fundamentals.
There's also the Unify PPPoE half-bridge fix from arcbox.dev. 15 points, 7 comments. For the networking folks in the audience, Unify's default PPPoE implementation in certain configurations doesn't allow the router's hardware offloading to function properly, severely limiting throughput. The half-bridge approach maintains the authentication handshake at the ISP level while letting the router handle the actual traffic routing with hardware acceleration. Small audience, but exactly the kind of practical network engineering that saves hours of frustration.